deep within a game room, somewhere in Marriott, Ohio, four of the great villainous masterminds in history meet in secret. Who knows what evil lurks?
Games Texas Hold'em. $10 ante.
Vader, before you deal, could you let me finish this call real quick? Just one quick call. It's quite simple, Spider-Man. First, your precious American government will release all criminals back into society. Then you will personally deliver unto me the $1 billion I requested. And finally, you, Spider-Man, will surrender your life unto me. Do this, and I, the Poison Whip, will not release my special poison into the atmosphere that will eliminate all of mankind and the majority of puppies and bunnies. You have exactly 24 hours from now, Spider-Man, to finish this task. So I hope you get this message. I'm leaving you. I hate it when you screen my call, by the way. Oh, and one more thing. I'm playing poker with the boys tonight. So if you're going to call back with need of any further detail on how to save Earth from ruin, please call me, let's see, probably after 11. I'd appreciate it. The proverbial ball's in your court, Spidey. Your life for the lives of men and women, and for my money, the cutest members of the animal kingdom. Good day, Spider-Man. Okie dokie. We gonna play some cards or not? Let's go, Luthor. Deal 'em up.
I'll hand it to you, P. You're the most ruthless of us all. I almost feel bad that I'm going to have to take your money tonight.
Wait, I'm sorry. But who here in the room has a World Series of Poker bracelet? Not Lex Luthor. No. Let's see. No, not Darth Vader either. Kim Jong-il? Nope. Must be me.
Oh, Harrow. And here I thought we were playing cards tonight. Apparently we're going to gab.
Kim's right. Games Texas Hold'em. No limit. Better be ready tonight, boys. A certain black-helmeted Sith Lord not only can control the minds of others, but guess who just finished reading Gabe Kaplan's Guide to Winning Poker?
Talk is cheap, Vader. Now let's... hold on one second. I'm really sorry about this. I just need to check. No, we're good. Just Spider-Man. He'll leave a message.
Are you going to reeve that phone on all night?
Well, yeah, I've... got business calls out, Kim, and I just can't turn my phone off.
Besides, what if the ball and chain calls, right, fellas?
Yeah, right. I'm worried about that. P-Whip is worried. Right, yeah, you sure got me pegged.
Vader, remember the time at the Riddler's bachelor party when Whip over here went home after dinner because he wasn't feeling good?
Yeah, because a tummy ache could stop me from lap dances.
Yeah, if you want to call Salmonella a tummy ache. Come on, give me a break here, fellas.
Dude, I got my flesh and both my legs burned off in a sea of molten lava one night, and as soon as my breathing tanks were attached, the Emperor and I were front stage at Deja Vu with a stack of ones and some p's in my helmet. Salmonella.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
True story, too.
P, I love Jenny. She's been nothing but nice to me. But, dude, I could never put up with the stuff she puts you through.
Wait, you think I went home that night because of Jenny? Are you kidding me? Well, whatever. I totally wear the pants in my relationship.
Wow. Speak of the devil.
Wow. Look at it. What the f*** is she calling me for, huh? Bitch should know not to call me on poker night.
Boy, you know what? There probably is something wrong. Like, seriously, like an emergency or something.
I'm going to have to take this, I guess. I'd hate for something to be terribly wrong. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to the other room.
Dude, if a giant old Milwaukee beer can crashes through my roof and crushes you in the next couple of seconds, I'm keeping your wallet to pay for it.
Hey, P, who's your father?
Meanwhile, in the next room.
Hi, baby. Was it five rings? I could have sworn I only heard two. Well, I did tell you I was working late tonight. Well, the Spider-Man thingy, among other projects. Remember I was telling you about that? Yeah, you wouldn't believe how much red tape you got to go through to get all the criminals in America released from prison. Ridiculous, really. No, I haven't been drinking at all. You know I gave that up after couples counseling. Lex? Oh, no. Well, there is a blast from the past. What on earth made you think of Lex Luthor, of all people, at a time like this? I know you think he's a bad influence, sweetheart, but I don't know what you want me to do. I can't see him any less than never, right? Well, I guess I could come home now, but I sure do have a lot of work here to do. I mean, is this an emergency? A cuddle emergency? Well... Wait now, don't get angry. I wasn't making light of cuddling. In fact, I was just getting ready to say, a cuddle emergency may call for a doctor. Or maybe a firefighter. A firefighter and his hose, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be gross. Yes, I will be home in 30 minutes. I love you, too.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Jenny's mom is, like, almost dead, I guess. Anyway, I'm going to need to... Oh, hey, guys. Cuddle emergency. Really.
Pussy.